Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. I'm delighted to say Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley join us
once again.
We're delighted to be here.
We're delighted to have you here.
It's great.
You're actually one of the last few actually come into the studio now. Yeah. So thank you for risking your life.
Don't touch
the surface. Don't
touch anything.
Don't let your suits crackle too much when you're... Right, so here's the first question. I was single at the start of the year, but when we went into lockdown in March, I went on Tinder just to have a bit of evening company that wasn't my friends. I wanted some excitement in my life, a bit of flirty banter back and forth. I met this guy, and to be honest, he's great. He's funny and intelligent and very sexy. I couldn't believe my luck. When we came out of lockdown, we met in person for dinner and drinks and did things together. He would even accompany me on the grocery shop on Sundays.
That's big.
We are great together. In recent weeks, though, he's really lightened off, and it can be days before I hear from him. I'm really annoyed. Yes, this started as something frivolous, but it's more than that now, and I'm not okay with being ghosted like this, especially when I put proper time into this relationship. My friends think I need to relax about it, but I think it's plain rude. I know how great he can be and how perfect we are together, which is why this is all the more crushing. When do I call it a day, or should I tell him how I feel and fight for this relationship?
Oh God.
We played a clip this morning of they had been a couple, and obviously, you know, they were committed to get married.
Right.
But obviously he'd been dragging it out. Okay. This was in America, of course. He's in a Target supermarket. Your woman turns up in the wedding dress with a pastor and two witnesses and says, "Right, you have to marry me now."
Or wow. It's all over.
I don't know why this question made me think of that.
Well, it kind of did give me some of that energy. All right. I mean, I first want to go. I want to question her on her terminology, because
is it a her?
Actually, I don't know that. Actually, I just assumed because of her.
Yeah, I don't think it is a her.
You're heteronormative.
Yeah. We're just making these assumptions.
I was just focusing on the fact that she was calling something ghosting, which isn't ghosting. So let's call them they. Yeah. They are using ghosting inappropriately because, you know, ghosting is a bit more savage than what
kind of tapering off.
He's just not returning a call for a couple of days.
He's been like a typical
man,
taking the easy way out, being a big coward.
Do you think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe he has to do his own shopping for a change. Maybe that's what it is.
No, I mean, I think that you know, it does sound like he's gone off the boil and he's heading off into the sunset, which is, you know, tough for this person, male or female.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship, whether it's a serious relationship or whether it's just that we're meeting up every so often, if you're deciding to sling your hook and move on, the least you could do is a bit of common decency is to say, you know what, let's cool this down. I'm not really I'm not really into this. And at least let the other person know. And I think
can I just ask one question though? Because the point I wanted to make is knew you were going to talk about this area. I want to know, at what stage are you making the other person believe that you are cooling your jets? Because I don't know what the timeline is between putting the phone down on your previous conversation to picking the phone up on your next conversation before the alarms go off to say, you know, you've run away from this relationship. Because I think that's what's actually at the core of this, is that somebody isn't being replied to fast enough and therefore is kind of thinking... It's not just one call, it's repeatedly.
You know, there isn't rules about this stuff. Like, there aren't a whole list of check things that you have to go through and times and everything. That's the problem with the younger generation now. It's all rules and regulations.
What makes you think they're old?
And, they aren't old, but that's the problem.
No, they're ghosts.
They're ghosts.
Yes. But they say this started as something frivolous, but it's more than that now.
Yeah, he's obviously, or she is obviously, more into this other person than the other person is.
Yeah.
And that's very, that happens all the time. But if he's, I would imagine, unless he's an idiot, he probably knows that the other person is a little bit more enthusiastic about the whole thing than they are. And he's decided, I've had enough now. Like, you know what I mean? I'm moving on or moving out or, you know, whatever. My only point is, the least you do then is you actually tell the other person, rather than leaving them there wondering, you know, maybe in a week he'll ring, or maybe I'll ring him again or I'll text him again. I mean, my advice is let him go. He's gone. But hopefully the next person you meet will have a bit more manners, because I just think that's very not chivalrous and very rude.
Yeah.
and no manners.
Look, we're
so they shouldn't
together.
Fight for the relationship.
No.
In recent weeks, he has really lightened off, and it can be days before I hear from him. Now, that's the only problem. It's not like I have never heard from him ever again. That's the bit that I'm saying. So I think it's like, oh, it's Monday.
I sent
a text message. I didn't get a call back until Tuesday afternoon. Hashtag that's days. And then that person is probably living their life going, I met this person in February. I'm not engaged to be married to them.
No,
this person's coming on a little bit
very
strong.
Very unfair. I think I think obviously I get your point about it can be days and like, you know, that's really not a huge amount of time. But obviously it was. They were in contact
on a daily basis,
and now they're not. So it depends on where they were as to where they are, rather than you, again, putting rules and regulations
in. Could have been a lockdown thing.
Yeah.
And lockdown, it's easier.
Could have been released from lockdown.
And now he's back out in the real world again.
Yeah, there's lots of options.
You see, he could be just trying to calm it down a bit rather than giving her the dropkick.
I think it's actually honeymoon period. Cool your jets, because maybe it's going a little bit too fast. The only way I can do that is, instead of replying immediately on Monday, I'll wait till Tuesday, and then I'll still go, hi, how are you? And then the person's going, where are you? I wanted to talk to you about what I got in Aldi. And they're going, that's all a bit, you know,
so
settled down.
What's your advice then?
I'm thinking like
do?
Maybe
just
this
cool
person
down.
Doesn't want to be doing the shopping with you on a Sunday. Maybe they want a bit more of the early stage relationship kind of excitement. And maybe that's where, you know, you need to focus on, you know, back in my day, you mightn't see somebody from Friday to next Friday, and that was a long, exciting wait. It wasn't like,
so are you thinking that this person should just put up with this for another while and see where
until
it goes
until they actually get a definite answer as to what is actually going on?
Do you think they should confront them then?
Should they ask them?
Say, what are you asking? It depends on what the problem is, because they've been deliberately vague.
Like, you used to ring me every day, now you're ringing me only once a week on a Tuesday. What's the story?
Yeah.
So that's what she should do.
Yeah.
I think she should, or he should.
Sling her hook.
Move on. I don't like people with no manners. Yeah. There's no manners.
A few texts on this, the usual doomsday advice. Mick says he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Brian reckons he's married with a wife and kids elsewhere. The guy doesn't want to be with her. She won't convince him. She's dodging a bullet. Mind you, if he is cooling it off, he should have said so. Well,
exactly.
Yes, that's
my point.
Our consensus
manners.
Here.
Where's manners?
Right. On a similar vein, I suppose, my friend has always been popular with the opposite sex. Over the years, she has had many short-term relationships that for one reason or another never went any further. I always suspect that it was because she got too serious too soon, and that was what scared off her partners at the time. I thought this because almost immediately she would start telling me about things I would do far into the future, kids they might have, etc. In recent years, most of our friends have dropped off the social scene a bit because they're starting to have families and other responsibilities. We're in our late 30s, so that's probably nothing strange. My friend had become very down in herself until recently she met a new guy. I've only met him twice and he does seem very nice, but I was shocked when she announced that they were engaged after 3 months. My friend insists he's the one that we're not getting any younger, but I'm really worried that if this doesn't work out, it will crush her once and for all. Am I being selfish and worrying about nothing, or should I talk to her and try to get her to slow down?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I'm going to contradict what I said a few minutes ago.
Great. I love when you do that.
Nobody listens to what I say anyway. I think the reality of it is that this person, the person who we're speaking about, the girl who met somebody 3 months ago and has decided that this guy is the one, and because we're not getting any younger, we're going to get engaged. I think that person is the person who knows what's best for her scenario. And I think that the friend making some kind of a checklist of what's happened in the past, going back to however far back in the past it may have gone. You remember that time in the Gaeltacht when you were 11 and you kissed that fella and you thought, who cares?
Yeah.
You're not there to keep a track on your friend's life. Your friend has evolved as a human being over those years and they're doing whatever they need to do. I think possibly the fact that your friend has had so much experience with multiple short-term partners means she might actually know a bit more about the fellas in general, and she might go, well, that guy's not like the other guys, and so therefore she might have her own instinct that this guy is possibly a keeper and he is possibly going to stay around, and he is maybe interested in her chat about what they're going to do with their lives and how many cats and dogs and children they're going to have and all of the dreams and things that she might. So in other words, she might have found somebody who has a bit more of an overlap with her interest, and she knows it, and therefore she's happy to take the chance, and that's something that is her own path to take, and her friend making some kind of rash judgment is...
Yeah, no, I actually would broadly agree with you. I mean, wow. I think the most, I think the fact that they're in their late 30s is very pertinent as well, because...
Like our friend Roisin.
Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, there is that whole thing about being aware of the fact that you're at the last chance saloon. You know what I mean? It's like being in town. And you know, when you were in town, you had a great night out when you were young, and then you had to get the last bus home.
Yeah.
And then you're standing at the bus stop and you don't really want to get on the last bus. You want to stay in town. You're thinking, is this the last bus or will there be another last bus? It's a bit like that. So she's on the last bus, perhaps. Yeah. But like, you know, I think that both men and women can be pragmatic as well as everything else. And I think there's no reason to believe that this relationship won't. I don't see any problem with getting engaged after 3 months, because when you know, you know.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Do you think though, are you picking up on the energy that this woman is settling for this guy because he's the, you know, he's the only port in the storm?
The interpretation version of what's going on.
Yes, possible question about the friend. Maybe I'm reading too much between the lines there, but they have a group of friends.
Yeah.
Part of a larger group. Everyone's got married and had kids,
except
apart from
this
woman and the woman who just wrote into
us. Yes.
So this woman is losing her only friend.
Yes.
She'll be all alone on that bus.
On the last bus on her
the bus to the shelf.
Yeah, I think that's it. But unfortunately, that's, you know, that happens. And but I think again,
and okay to feel that though. It's okay to go, oh, you know, I don't want to be the only one. And that's a bit, but it is, if you have, you know, it is all about you, and maybe you are being selfish. I was wondering why that word selfish was in that last part of the sentence. Am I being selfish? I just thought that was a very odd.
She wants her friend for herself. She doesn't want her friend going off and getting married and having kids and settling down and getting a dog.
But then again, you know, that must be scary.
I do understand that. Yeah, absolutely. I do understand that. But the fact is that if her friend can meet somebody, if the letter writer wants to settle down with somebody, if the friend can meet somebody and be engaged within 3 months, so can she. So, you know, look at it. Change your perspective. Change the way you look at things.
In a way, you kind of got to salute her continuing optimism. She spent all these years falling madly in love with different men. And saying this is the one.
But you see, what happens then is, not that I'm talking from personal experience, it wouldn't be. What happens is that how am I going to say this? You know, what you're looking for changes.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You become more realistic.
Not because the edges of your dreams have been bashed off by harsh reality. It's because you go, well, actually, I thought I wanted that. And I thought I wanted, you know, whatever it is. And that seems like kind of the romantic thing you read about a novel when you're 12.
Yeah.
But then you realise, actually, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's not significant. And it's,
exactly.
You know.
And so, you know, but again, we've often said it this lot. You can't get inside somebody else's relationship. So she can't judge whether this is going to last or not going to last. So she needs to back off out of it. And I'm sorry for her trouble if it's her last friend gone, but there could be another bus coming.
Because you can reach a point in a relationship where a man who'll go around the supermarket with you, that's a good sign.
Perhaps
it means he's, you know, going to disappear.
He's off on the bus.
Texter says on that point about being, you know, ghosted or sort of ghosted, have been on both sides of that not that into you coin, and I actually found somebody telling me straight that they are not that interested far more hurtful than picking up the signals and figuring out for myself.
I think there's always a big thing about never knowing and leaving loose ends. I think that's
a personality type though. I mean, that guy's, you know, vibe is that's what he wants to be treated like or whatever, and what you would like to know is some kind of closure. Unfortunately, the problem is that the messenger and the recipient often have different psychologies men are for women.
My brother was in a relationship with a girl during lockdown. Once the restrictions were lifted, they went their separate ways. It's called a COVID romance. It's nothing more than a convenience thing. Sorry for the listener having vested so much emotional time in it, but this is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
It's like when they partner up on Love Island, and then the minute they come off the island, they just realise, actually...
There you go. So we're not actually in the middle of a pandemic. We're actually on some kind of mad Love Island.
On people being slow to express how they feel. I once got a text from someone 5 years after the relationship ended asking me out again.
Oh, bless.
At that stage, I'd got married to someone else.
Oh, no.
That's a lesson in that. Barbara Deccan, thank you both very much. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.